Hello, this is Chris Spedding again, coming to you from Guitar Graffiti Web Radio. I'm not like everybody else. Now, at this point, after Guitar Graffiti, I'd moved to America. I moved to America in 79, and this was put out in 80. So, I had written some songs. Robert Gordon wasn't interested in doing my songs, apparently, so I left Robert Gordon after doing the Rockabilly Boogie Tour. I left him and joined the Necessaries. And the Necessaries didn't want me to do my old stuff, they wanted me to do new stuff. So I had some new songs, and I used the Necessaries to work up some new songs live. And then they wanted to go their own way, and they did their own record. I flew to London and went to see Mickey Most, and I played in my demos, and those demos became I'm Not Like Everybody Else. Another thing that I did when I flew to London was I went to see Steve Parsons, and I stayed at his place, and I agreed to produce La Rocca for him. So what happened was, I think it was all in the same trip. I produced La Rocca and recorded it on Not Like Everybody Else, I think in the same trip. I might have come back, I can't remember. But it was all around the same time. We used the same drummer, Dave Mattox, on both things. So I produced I'm Not Like Everybody Else with Mickey Most producing. I asked him to produce again. I thought maybe we'd have some luck this time. And the record is totally unlike any of the other records, and it's even unlike the other one I'd produced with Mickey Most. I'm not sure that now that it holds up as one of my best albums. I didn't like Counterfeit at all. I thought that was really sounded weak. And so when I came to one of my later records, Enemy Within, I redid it, and I liked the version of Counterfeit on Enemy Within. I also think Depravity is a good song that I didn't do right. And Contract, I didn't like that. The only song I really like is The Crying Game off this record. I'm not like everybody else is okay, but it should be a little more raunchy. Box number is okay. I got a feeling I think is terrible. Musical press, yeah. Shot of Rhythm and Blues is okay. And there's some nice playing on Mama Coca.